Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon, and school's about to start for everyone soon. And so I had to grab someone before they go back to school because I always enjoy talking to this person. And I know it's very difficult for her to come in when it's school's in session. So had to grab Trish before school goes back. So welcome, Trish. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So we've been kind of chatting for a little bit and we really have no direction for this episode. So we'll see where it goes. But Trish does have a few stories that she'd like to share just about some of the things that God has been directing her in and leading her in recently. So I thought we could get started with some of that. You know, like I said, school's starting up soon and that means it's football season, and she has a cool story about football and kind of some of the things that God has been doing with her and her family and some of the things that he's been leading her in with regards to football. So Trish, can you kind of share a little bit about your journey to the canteen?
Yes. Like you said, no direction today. If you enjoy when I MC, so you will enjoy this episode. We're just going to, you know, see where this leads us, right?
Yep.
I feel like when we talk before we record, we should actually just record.
Probably.
We should probably do that.
I think that's how it is just every time before recording a podcast. Like whoever comes in, it's like we're talking, it's like, oh, we should have just hit record already.
That would have been a great.
You just don't want to repeat yourself. That's all.
No, it's my memory. I'm like, what did we talk about? Okay. So, yes, I'm going back to school. I'm at first grade. I'm a TA in first grade at Valley Christian. And why did I not come in sooner?
I don't. That's, you were busy. So you were out annoying. Of town. You were out of town. You had all these summer trips.
No.
I mean, like when you walked in, I said, dang, Trish, you're looking pretty dark, right? So you've been out at the beach and summertime. And
I take pride in that.
Too busy for us on the podcast. That's all.
I literally all summer try to get dark. So I love when people say that. Okay, so I'm starting school again. But, you know, when we were talking and I was saying it was so many years ago where God had put this special, like, start a small business. We'll just say that. Like, on my heart, I do not know anything about starting a business or what that entails. I just know he has put it on my heart because I'm such a people person. Mm-hmm. That's what I see myself, like, serving something, right? Like, that's, like, a little something. And I see myself with customers and I'm serving people and I'm like super happy to do that because I love chit-chatting and like, how was your day or whatever, like Trader Joe employee. So,
I mean, we have been talking for like 4 hours before we started recording.
I know. So I feel like that's something he put on my heart because that's how he designed me. Right. So it's just, I've kept it in my heart for so long. And without realizing it, when you think back of all these, your life, right? Mm-hmm. And like how little steps have brought you to closer to that, where he wants you. So Nick, since he was little, my son Nick loves to go to the football games, the home games. Mm-hmm. They do not watch the game. So, I mean, we're talking like in third grade, maybe. Him and his group of friends, they are just running amok. Mm. They are owning the place, and he has so much fun. And I discovered that Valley has like its own Shake Shack, but we call it the canteen.
You mean like Snack Shack?
Oh, what did I call it?
Shake Shack. It's like, that is a legit restaurant that they have burgers and stuff. It's like,
maybe I should go there today.
Valley doesn't have Shake Shack. They have a Snack Shack.
That sounds so good too. Thank you. But we call it the canteen. And so, it is wild. It's just this little like container size, you know, like a shipping container size. And we cram so many people in there, and it's nonstop chaos.
So it's like a fireworks booth on 4th of July.
Yes. It is crazy, and I love it. I have been volunteering for at least 3 years. Mm. And I'm the cashier, and the lead people is a husband and wife, Mario and Angie. And I have my spot. Like, they don't give my spot to anyone else, like my chair, my register. And so and for Valley, like, parents have to do so many volunteer hours throughout the year. And I do so much volunteer work. Like, I don't even need the volunteer hours to be, like, my hours are already covered probably before the canteen starts. So I just thoroughly enjoy it without remembering that God had put that on my heart. Like, this was recently where I'm, like, looking back at all these stepping stones. And I love it. And we have so much fun. And I get to see all my little students there. You know, they come up to me. And, you know, I put in my own money. And I just give out. You know, I give out. But it's with my money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I buy them little candies and stuff. So it's just a fun time. Well, Mario and Angie are leaving Valley Christian. And so he put in my name for the lead. And I was like, absolutely not. You're wild. That's like, that's owning your business, but with other people's money. Like, well, that's kind of fun if you think about it. It's all my money. So.
But it is a big step, right? Going from just being the cashier and working underneath, but to running the whole show.
Running the whole show. The whole thing. Like cleaning, dishes, ordering all the supplies, all the food, making sure you're not overbuying. Like, it's just, I've never done anything like this, right? So.
And if you're hungry on a night where there is a Valley home football game, she was saying they smoke like hundreds of pounds of tri-tip, and these tri-tip sandwiches are like to die for. So
yeah.
If you're like hungry and you got nothing else to do, maybe you should go check out a Valley Christian football game and get one of those tri-tips, because she said there's like a line around the corner and it never goes down.
No. I'm very picky with my barbecue. Like as in, I like some my homemade coleslaw on there. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So everyone says the tri-tip sandwiches are good. I'm just bougie with, like, I like all these other things on top of my tri-tip. But I mean, I've tasted it before and it's good.
Do you like raisins in your potato salad?
I hate raisins, period.
Okay, I was just checking. That's an inside joke between me and Brett.
Oh. Ew, who likes raisins in their potato salad?
There are people.
It's not you.
It's an inside joke with me and Brett.
Okay. Well, we can go off. Do we need to go on another freeway
now?
Because I could talk about all the things that I think are gross in food. And sweet pickles.
I'm just trying to see.
That's the person that likes sweet pickles.
No, I'm just trying to see if Brett is actually listening to the podcast. Ooh. So we'll see if he brings it up.
That's a good idea. Okay, back to it. But I'm not touching the tri-tip area. So thank the Lord. They order the meat. I don't have to deal with that stuff. I just deal with all the other stuff.
Okay, sorry for taking us on a tangent. You can go back to, you've been asked to run the show at the canteen.
Yes. And it went like, it's like a complete mixture of emotions at the same time. Terrified and complete excitement. Being a stay-at-home mom for many years, like almost 20 years, I lived at the elementary school, and I got myself into so much stressful situations. my chair just went down. Sorry, hold on. Again, we need video. We need to record, but we record ourselves. My leg hit the little lever, and my chair completely collapsed. What the heck was I saying? Help me. Mayday, mayday. The ship's going down.
You're talking about you're in charge of running the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've been working with the first graders. And
no.
Stop. Oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. You're talking about stay-at-home mom. Yeah.
Like, just putting myself, like, in charge of jogathon by myself of 600 students. Like, in the complete meltdowns and stress that I would have with that. You know, and you just think about that. And I'm like, I think I've missed that. It's so weird. When I think back,
hated working with the t-shirt people because they were such a hard
the
hard to work with.
The The t-shirt people were the worst. I'm all, I got to find a new t-shirt company. So we, I prayed on it and I felt like it was a yes. And I really, really, really wanted Mark to do it with me. Mm. Mark volunteered once in the canteen with me in the 3 years and he won't ever go back. So I was like really nervous about asking him. And so I laid it all out, you know, and I was like, I can't do it without you. And then he's a processor and I'm like, yes, I want to do it right now. Right. And so it's like one of our biggest struggles, but anyways, it's got us out of some pickles, right? Because he has to process it. And so I felt like God actually put on my heart that if he says no, I need to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. And somebody came to mind that I would ask to job share this thing, one of my coworkers. And so to my surprise, he said yes. So I am so excited to like do this like with him. And it also makes me feel supported, like as a husband, like to the, you know, husband and wife. So I'm like so more excited. He sees like the God vision. We just, so we're starting that. We went to the canteen to see how messy it is right now. It's, and it's so hot in there.
It's just hot like, in general right now.
Well, it's like, it's enclosed, right? And you have four windows, but it doesn't come till like 9 p.m. when we're ready to close, right? And then we went in there and met with the head booster guy. And he was like, somebody just said that they were going to donate an AC unit.
Oh.
Yeah. What? That was like my biggest, like, oh, I don't want to be in here because it's so hot. Praise the Lord. So that's like the little stepping stone to like that small business. And I know like in my heart, I kind of don't want to share the vision that I got for like the small business. And I do, I keep that super close to my heart. Like it's like locked away in a, not in a bad place. It's locked away somewhere. Like it's like this beautiful little secret, like compartment that I cherish. And so, I know what it looks like and I find it funny because I will say this, I will tell this part. I don't, for the most part of my life, I try to stay away from carbs and sugar because of health reasons, not like even, oh, to lose weight. No, because I don't lose weight. I just do it because it wrecks my body. And so I find it funny. My biggest, like drug is
craving.
I call it drugs. Are homemade cinnamon rolls, like the big, huge ones that are gooey and delicious. So those are my biggest, like, oh my God, don't put that in front of me. I feel like crying. So I feel like God the other day put on my heart. That's a long story. But anyways, he asked me to make cinnamon rolls. Like maybe that's part of my future. We'll just say that. And I, the moment he gave it to me, I kind of started crying. Like that's how I know I'm so convicted. And I've never made cinnamon rolls in my life except for the Pillsbury or whatever they're called. So I went in the kitchen and I was like being faithful and I like looked up a recipe and I wasn't like so set on it. But I knew he's asking me to make cinnamon rolls. And so I kept putting it off. And the moment, but also I just want to tell this because it's super important. The moment he gave me that vision of what a future with cinnamon rolls look like, I talked in 10 minutes, I talked myself out of it. Because there's always 10 million reasons why you shouldn't do something. Especially if God tells you to do it because it doesn't make sense. That's the number one reason. This just doesn't make sense, but it feels so right. And so If you've listened to old podcasts, you know my old podcast. You know how God talks to me. He talks to me like he's literally my friend, right? So I was already 10 million reasons why I should not make cinnamon rolls. And he was like, girl, calm down. And I was like, that's embarrassing.
Slow your roll.
Slow your cinnamon roll.
I thought of that as the words were coming out of my mouth. I was like, oh, we're talking about cinnamon rolls and I'm saying slow your roll. Great.
That's like, I'm going to have
that's,
to.
That's going
to
be the name of your restaurant one day. Slow your roll.
I'm literally putting that in that little beautiful compartment locked away. That has to be something there. And so.
Just remember free cinnamon rolls for me for life for naming your company.
So I literally was so embarrassed. It was like such embarrassment, like in a beautiful way. Whenever I say God like shames me or embarrasses me, it's in such a beautiful way because he's like, you need to stop. Mm. Like you need to stop, slow your roll. I just asked you to make one batch, like calm down. And I was in the kitchen laughing so hard by myself. And I was like, touche, Lord, touche. All right, I'm going to get on this recipe, right? And then we went out of town and blah, blah, blah. So right now, one of my friends popped in my brain like 10 years ago mm-hmm. or more. She posted that they made homemade cinnamon rolls. So I asked her for the recipe and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the recipe right now. So there's that. I will be faithful and kind of, I didn't want to bug either. I already asked for it. And then I don't want to be a bugaboo. So then I've been waiting, but then that's not being faithful. So I'm going to bug her today for it. But I told Damon, because I have not made the cinnamon rolls, it's been like, not shame, but like, hello, I gave you this vision. Well, on the Bible app, on today's verse of the day, is Luke 16:10. I need my readers. Look how big my font is. And then look, I can't read that.
See, we really do need to start making video podcasts.
We do. We do need video. Jesus went on to make these comments. If you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? I want to cry. No worker can serve two bosses. He'll either hate the first and love the second or adore the first and despise the second. You can't serve both God and the bank. There's so much there. So much there. Because for one, I love how I'm not even thinking about money. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about serving the Lord and what he's asking me to do. Mm-hmm. And when you think like, God, I'm not even like doing my calling or whatever, right? My purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And then if you really think back years and all the little steps and you're just like, okay, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm actually moving forward without realizing it. And now I'm realizing it. I took Thrive. That's a plug. Everyone should do Thrive.
Yeah. So men, we are starting Thrive mm-hmm. in a few weeks and yep. there's still a few weeks to sign up. So I think
are you sure it's not filled?
There are a few spots left. Okay. I just looked at the registration. So there are a few slots left. So if you want to sign up, it's Thursday evening starting August 20th, I believe. So, yeah, come on out, sign up.
Thrive. Yeah, that was a perfect, like,
I know.
What is that called?
Pitch.
I don't know.
Perfect pitch.
Perfect pitch. Pitch perfect. So I just feel like Thrive didn't, I didn't discover a new purpose, mm-hmm. a new thing. It just confirmed. Mm. It was like confirmation and only the way God can do it. Mm-hmm. And so just a little plug on Thrive. And I'm, and Evasion knows I'm so honest, right? I was lost the few couple. I didn't know what the heck, why we're doing this. Like, I had to call Evasia over a few times. I'm like, can you explain this again to me on the task that we're doing? Mm-hmm. Try not. It's only six classes. Mm-hmm. Nick had a promotion in the middle of Thrive, so I had to miss one class. I recommend don't miss a class. I was like lost the first few weeks, but totally in. I was in. I'm locked in. I'm doing it. And by the end of Thrive, it was like, oh, everything made sense. It all tied together. And I said, get out of here. Week two just came out of nowhere and like made sense to me. You know, like I'm just saying, if you get there and you're like, what the heck are we doing? Just trust the process and give it to God and just be locked in and all in in the process. Trust the process. Because it was really good. Like I said, I didn't learn anything new, but it was like total confirmation, right? And it was a good time. So, I mean, if anything, like you don't get anything, it was a good time. So that little shot, we went on another freeway. So
hey, we told them there's no agenda today. So we're just going where we go.
Buckle up. So... yeah, that's where I'm at. And the first home game is September 4th. That's crazy.
That's going to be a busy weekend for everybody.
Yeah. That's Labor Day weekend, right?
It's Labor Day weekend. We got the 20th celebration coming up that weekend.
Ooh, I need to send pictures in. So, that's a busy weekend.
Oh, that okay, that's another plug. If you have pictures in the last 20 years of Catalyst, send them over. There is a link in the newsletter. If you don't have that... link, or if you're not getting our newsletter, you can send me an email and I'll send you the link to the Dropbox where you can upload them to. And yeah, we're getting quite a few pictures in already. So, but you know, 20 years is a long time. So we want as many pictures as we can get to sort through. So
that's I had two kids in that time frame. You know what I mean? If you think about it, I already had my oldest, but like, that's a lot of memories. A lot of good times with.
But speaking of kids too, I think that's also, it's interesting the timing of like God giving you some of these ideas now as you're starting to think about, you know, Nick's getting into high school now. Pretty soon he's going to be a grown man like the other ones. And then it's like, okay, your season's going to just be different than it was before, right? You were a stay-at-home mom for a long time. Now it's like you're done raising the kids. Now they're going to be adults. And it's like, oh, maybe there's something in the future that's different for this next season that's coming up.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah. That's like perfect. Because I'm so sad. I've been so sad. It's horrible with the baby growing up. Because God gave me Nick for a reason. He gave us all our kids for a reason. But... with Christian and Josh in each stage of their like adulthood, senior year of high school was a slap in the face for me, cried a lot. Christian moving out about killed me, but I still had Nick. Like I still had my baby, even though he wasn't a baby. And then like, I just feel like May came and he promoted eighth grade and I literally just like lost the baby. He's a little different now. Not so.
Someone actually came up to me at church on Sunday and was like, when did Nick get so tall? Like, I feel like we just saw him, but he's grown a lot.
Yeah, that's the baby. So it kills me. So I feel like maybe he's now bringing this new baby, right? The thing that I've had locked in my heart with no time, you know, I didn't have much time.
It's just a new season for you.
It's a new season. And I'm excited. And, you know, I love how the verse of the day was like, you know, if he can trust you with a little, he'll put you in charge of the store, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, just make the dang cinnamon rolls. Hey, that should be the title. Make the dang cinnamon rolls. He's just asking me to make one batch.
You might be surprised. That might be the title of this episode.
Why not? What was the other one? What? Dang. I need that. Just roll with it? No.
Slow your roll.
Slow your roll.
Slow your roll. Just make one.
Slow your roll. Just eat a cinnamon roll. Anyways, what else do we want to talk about?
But I think that's something that is always interesting to me is just God's timing on certain things, right? And if you're actually paying attention, which I think... you know, there's a lot of times where it's easy to let things go and not notice. But then, like you said, like when you look back and it's like, oh, all of these things kind of got me to where I am. It's like, it's interesting when you're able to notice it in the moment. Mm. Like, oh, like God is doing that right now. Mm-hmm. Or like, and to be able to see it. And it's always been interesting to me, his timing, and how a lot of times it's like, if I would have planned that, it probably wouldn't have worked out the way that it went, and I wouldn't have done it this way, but this was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Because just volunteering, the Mario, I dealt with Mario a lot in the canteen, and he would always be like, he would always say they're leaving, like, you know, and I'm like, no, your son needs to stay and play football here, you know, joking around. And then he was like, well, if we stay, I'm not going to be in charge of the canteen because I'm going to go see my son play, right? Which makes sense. And then I was like, oh, shoot, he's leaving then. And then he was like, you're going to be in charge. And I'm like, heck no. We'd always joke around. And I had so much fun at the register. And it is fun when you finally realize, like, oh, man, I've been set up perfectly. And it's so beautiful to see. Like, I saw how he ran it. Now, I didn't know every detail, but I was around because I would get there around 5 p.m. and leave at 10 p.m. So I was there for a long time, the pre-work, the setup, you know, all of that, just because I loved being there. Mm-hmm. And so just to see, like, God's hand on that when I didn't even realize what I was doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. It is beautiful.
And if God had been giving you these things like years ago, it's like, well, I still got my kids that I'm trying to raise and my focus is here. And
yeah.
Right. And it's like, but now this newer season where it's like, you've already got two that are adults and now the third one's getting closer to that. It's like, it's preparing you for something.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you this? Something I didn't tell you in the pre-show. So, I'm texting a lot with the husband and wife, right? Mm-hmm. And, they keep saying, because they knew last year, right? So at the end of last year of eighth grade, I would see them a lot because our kids played volleyball together. So we were at the games together and stuff. And then I kind of was telling them, like, I think I am going to take it over. Mm. And since then, April to now, they keep like, oh, like, I'm praying for you. Like, kind of being like sarcastic though, like, good luck. Mm. Let me tell you, it is so much work. They don't realize how much work, like, they're like putting it down, right? But my purpose is God's purpose, right? Like, I'm doing this because I feel that it is the verse, Luke 16. Like, I feel like it's just another step towards like being like, if I can trust, like, I was volunteering for 3 years. Mm-hmm. You know, he saw that I was faithful in that, even though I didn't even know what I was doing. And then now I'm in charge of the canteen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I feel like it's almost the enemy, like, shooting arrows at me. Like, good luck. Let me tell you how much work and time and sweat and trying to find all the supplies. Like, they're constantly telling me that whenever I talk to them, right? And I told Mark, at first I was so annoyed, like, shut up. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I want to say. Obviously, I didn't. But I just want to be like, shut up. Like, obviously, I know anything is hard work. So then I told Mark, you know, the funny thing is, it's actually like fueling me. Like, you know what, bring it. I already know it's going to be a lot of work. It's also thankless, like, you know what I mean? Like, like anything you run and with people are mad that they're waiting in line, right? Like, it's like they're more mad at you than like, oh, thanks for taking on the canteen, right? Yeah. Everyone's gonna be mad at us if we mess up. So it's kind of like, bring it. Like, it's like fueling my fight. Like, you know what?
Yeah, because you're a fighter.
Yes, I like to fight. So you know what? Those words are making me like want to fight, and like in a way where it's like, I already know it's going to be hard work, but it's exciting because I know who put me there. Because God put me there. like we're going to succeed. You know what? Does that make sense? Am I saying it? Am I explaining it correctly?
Yeah. I mean, so as you were talking, the kind of the image I was getting was like, you know, in the beginning of the book of Job, right? And God is like, to Satan, right? He's like, consider my servant Job. Like, he's going to be faithful to me no matter what. And Satan's like, watch what I do. And he's like, you could do anything, but don't touch him, right? Like, he'll still be faithful. Watch this, right? So I was getting this image like, God's like, this is my daughter Trish. Like, try to touch her. You'll see what's happening. You're just stoking that fire, right? Like, those words that you're shooting, like, that's actually gonna fuel her. Like, you're making her stronger right now. Yeah. You're not knocking her down. Mm-hmm. You're like making her like go.
And so, that's accurate.
Like, that's how I made her, because I made her to be a fighter. I made her to do something great. And what you're saying is, you think it's gonna knock her down. It's not. It's gonna make her go harder.
I'm trying so hard not to cry. Because in a good way.
Yeah.
Because that was put perfectly. Like, exactly how I was feeling, because I was like, it's like righteous anger. Cause I'm like, I'm not mad. Like, it's just like, you're feeling like, cause I feel like David also, like you're talking down on God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, stop. Okay. Yeah. They're whatever, you know? So I'm excited. And terrified. I'm terrified, you know, and I feel like you need to talk about that too. Mm-hmm. The real feelings of following what God's called you to do. I am terrified. And also you want to do a good job. Mm-hmm. And this is where I work. This is where I'm employed. And my kid goes there like, oh Lord, that's scary. If you like drop the ball.
Everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows where they can find you.
Yes. Yes. So I'm terrified on taking a new position. And then I'm so excited. I am so excited. I love the stress. It's so weird. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't love it. But I feel like
because you don't want to feel blessed. It keeps me
alive. Yeah. That's what it is. I feel alive.
Yeah.
I feel alive. And when I know stress is a bad word, but it's a holy stress. Can we call it a holy stress? I don't know. We got
so many names for this episode. There's just stuff is coming up. We can talk about holy stress. We slow your roll. All kinds of stuff.
Holy stress is the good stress that keeps you alive, because you're living in His Spirit and His.
It's not
purpose.
Dull and boring, no. Right? Like, you don't.
Sitting
don't
on the couch feel all dull day, and boring. You know, whatever it may be, it's just exciting.
But I think too, coming back to what you're saying about being terrified, right? It's like, if you weren't terrified, then to me, there would be a part of me that'd be like, is this really from God, right? Because like, you don't need God if you're not, if it's not that big, right? It's like, I could do this on my own, right? It's like, but in this situation for you, it's like, okay, for me to be able to accomplish this, it's so big that I can't do it myself. Like, I need help. And the one that's going to help me is God, because He put it on my heart to do this or to step into this. So He wants the opportunity for Him to show up. Am I going to give Him the opportunity to show up?
Yeah. Show up and show off, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so awesome. Like, if it wasn't a Christian community there, I think I would make it a Christian community. But luckily, it is a Christian community, and like, I love how when all the volunteers get there, we do like a team huddle, like literally 30 seconds, but then we pray. And then they do a prayer for the football game, like at some point. We're like already open and ready for business. Everything stops. We stop what we're doing. We don't help customers, and we're like, oh, he's about to pray on the speaker. We all stop, we pray, we wait for the national anthem. We, like, the whole shop closes or stops. And then it's over, and then we're, like, back to the hustle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a great, like, place. And I want to continue that and even, like, make it more godly, if at all possible. You know what I mean? Like, I never thought about it. Like one thing that when I was, when God was like, I just like slow your roll. I just asked you to make one cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. He also like gave me, he like downloaded more stuff. Like, I want you to pray over every cinnamon roll you make for the person, whoever's going to eat it. Like whether it's Mark.
And I have volunteered to be a taste tester. So I received that.
I don't know if they're going to be good. So you may want to pray over it too.
Well, they might not taste good, but the prayer that's associated with it, I'll take that.
Yeah, you'll take the prayer and then some comments on how to make it better. But like even like I read the Bible, but my brain, like sometimes I'm like, I can't quote scripture, right? Like to memorize it. But I was sitting, when I was in the kitchen talking myself out of it, he just kept saying, I was like, Lord, like what are we doing? And he was like, taste and see, taste and see. I don't know where that's at in the Bible. It's in the Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then I was like, that's in the Bible. Where is that at? And I mean, obviously I could Google it, but it just, confirmation. It's just confirmations that it's the Lord, because it's like, taste and see, taste and see. Like, girl, taste and see. I don't know how much more I could tell you. Oh, man, me and the Lord, he had his work cut out when he made me. I keep his spirit lively. I make him work overtime. Anyways.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep going.
No, I was done. Again, if we had video, you could see my face.
That's just a tribute to Kyle, because, you know, sometimes we have those awkward silences. And it's been a while since we've had one. So we just had to throw it in for Kyle. Like today we got some for Brett, some for Kyle, some for everybody. You know, just a little bit of here, a little bit of there, a little bit of, you know, we had mentioned that just kind of before we started recording that this would be like the cornucopia episode where we're just bringing a little bit of everything. And so I guess we had to bring a little bit for Brett, bring a little bit for Kyle. Trish is here. Yeah. She's kind of missing the community of people on the podcast, because it's just me today. So
I know we got to keep it going. We can't just throw it over to Kyle. Yeah. Kyle, what do you, Kyle always has something to say too. So never a dull moment.
I think he'll be back pretty soon, but you know, if you haven't been keeping up with Kyle's journey, reach back a few episodes and he shares a little bit of some of the stuff that he's been going through. And, you know, things are moving forward, and I'm sure he's got a ton more to share with us in the future on the podcast too. So be on the lookout for some of those episodes. I'm thinking it's going to be multiple episodes again where he shares, just because in talking to him, the Lord has been showing him so many different things that it's
so
like
much.
Good for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Just to be able to hear the lessons that he's been learning. And even though it's been difficult, but just like the lessons that he's been learning that he could share with us too.
Yep. What happens when you become a diamond, right?
You have to go through the pressure.
Yep. So shine bright like a diamond.
We're like on the same wavelength today, because you start saying something, it's like, that I was going to say that.
I love it.
Singing, it's like, that was going through my head. I didn't think it was appropriate for me to be singing it, but I'm glad you sang it.
I don't listen to that music anymore. It's an old song.
All right. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to share before we kind of wrap this one up?
No.
No, I think it's just really cool just to see the journey that the Lord has been having you on. And, you know, it's been a multi-year journey that, you know, in some ways we've been walking on, and different parts of the journey, you know, through the podcast, you've been sharing different parts. But for this one in particular, it's just cool to see all the pieces coming together and just the way that the Lord has been leading and even preparing you for what the next season is, you know, and how the different things that you've been stepping into have been those stepping stones, right? Like, one, you know, enrolling Nick at Valley, and then volunteering at the school, and then and then volunteering in the canteen, and then now stepping into it's like each one has been like a little step of faith, a little step in this direction. and how each one has prepared you for what's next. And so it's cool to see that in your life. And, you know, I would just encourage all of our listeners to just to take a step back and do that for your own life too. Just see the different places that the Lord has been taking you over the years, and recognize his hand in your life and where he's led you and how he's gotten you to where you are now. And then just to see, like, Lord, what do you have for me next? And it's cool when you're able to put all the pieces together. And, you know, I know that's one of the activities that they do in Thrive is they mm-hmm. do this thing called the wandering map. Mm-hmm. And it's really just mm-hmm. kind of like what we did on this episode. It's just taking a look at some of the different things that have happened in your life, how they connect, and how the Lord's hand has been in it to make you who you are, and kind of help you to see what his plans are for you too in the future.
Yes and amen.
So sign up for Thrive. Don't forget. And you know, it is summer is coming to a close, but we do have a lot of big things coming up, you know, with the 20th celebration. We got small groups are starting up soon. We got kingdom classes are going to be coming back in October, I think. So
yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on at church, even though the summertime's wrapping up, but we still got a lot.
September is always a big year for us. I mean, month. September is like a big month for us. Like, that's when we started. Mm-hmm. That's when we have retreats.
Yep.
You know, so, all right. I feel like, okay, exciting.
Yep.
Exciting times.
And be on the lookout for some cool announcements that are coming up. Like, I know there's going to be another movie night that we're going to encourage a lot of people to come to, because it's going
to
tie
go to that.
It's going to tie into the series that we're going to be going through in the future. So yeah, just there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be coming up. So keep your eyes, ears, emails open to what's coming up. And yeah, just a lot of good stuff. God is working. God is working in our church. God's working in our people. Yep. Shout out to Tony for when he spoke. Shout out to Garrett for him speaking recently. Shout out to Walter and his family and the worship team that they brought. Just awesome time.
Awesome.
You know, it's been a while since we've released an episode, so haven't been able to, you know, do as much recaps of the sermons as we've wanted. But, you know, it's been good the past few weeks, past few Sundays in between recordings of the episodes. Have been really good. And so if you haven't caught up with those, catch up on the last few weeks of sermons too. They've been really good. I know for some people in my family, they've been binging and probably not the ones that you'd expect have been binging some of the sermons and actually quoting some of them too. So it's been an interesting few weeks in our house too. So
I love that.
So yeah, just, there's been a lot of really good stuff coming out of our church happening. Mm-hmm. We're going to release another episode this week with Cameron. Cameron's going to come on and share about some of our VBS that we just had and some of the things that God has been leading him in, kind of tied to, but kind of adjacent to VBS. So be on the lookout for that episode too. But yeah, thanks again, Trish, for making time out before you go back to school. Always have a good time chatting and hanging out on the pod with you.
Same.
All right. For all of you out there, we appreciate you listening. And until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.